Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman, and our next guest in the studio is Mark Altman. Mark is of Mindset Go. Welcome, Mark.
Thanks. Nice to be here, Jonathan. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you on, and we were chatting a little bit before about your organization and what you do. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your organization, tell our listeners what it is that Mindset Go does.
Sure. So it's an interesting concept, Jonathan. You would think it would be pretty basic, but it's we develop confident and skilled communicators. And for me, the impetus for this was I feel like face-to-face communication is becoming somewhat antiquated as everybody's relying on their phones and social media and digital forms to communicate. And for me, always the best form of communication has been face-to-face. So that was kind of the impetus for starting Mindset Go.
So, you know, I would imagine from a generational perspective, as you're talking about millennials and youth today, you're absolutely right. I mean, to get my kids to look up from their devices for more than 30 seconds at a time is a difficult proposition. And so do you find that your clients are corporations predominantly or companies that are seeking out communication skills?
Yeah, well, so before I answer your question, I have to share a funny anecdote with you. So I was working with a bunch of college students about 6 months ago, and at the moment, I just thought of the concept, and I referred to them as Generation Text. And one of the college students looked at me and said, you know, how dare you? You know, how dare you? It's your fault. It's you adults out there that have set the example and modeled these behaviors that we've just observed and picked up. So you're just as much a Generation Text as we are. And I said to myself, you know, he had a point there.
He's probably right. Although I think that we remember before there was text, before there was instant gratification on everything or instant response and the expectation that everybody responds. So really it's about creating that interpersonal or interdynamic about communication and making sure or enabling people and enhancing their capability to communicate face to face.
It is. And so, you know, the company, we have three different divisions of the company. They're called Professional Success, Student Success, and Family Success. And for each division, we do training programs, group training programs, we do one-to-one coaching, and we do motivational speaking. And the idea behind the commonalities of the program, there's three or four commonalities of all the things we do. One of them is habit change. So I am a big believer in creating habit change and the motivation and the mindfulness that goes and self-awareness that goes around habit change. The other second thing is what you just alluded to, which is skill development and interpersonal skill development. Selling yourself, knowing how to persuade, negotiate, solve problems, resolve conflicts, reading and responding to nonverbal behaviors, listening actively, things like that are all fundamentally a part of all our programs. And the third is the word passion. So I'm so happy to be here, Jonathan. I wish you'd know, like, I love being in front of a microphone. I love being on the radio.
You're natural.
Well, thank you for that. but I was saying that my major was broadcast journalism. I mean, I wanted to be a sports broadcaster. And if you ever want to see me get passionate, I mean, I'm a pretty hyped up guy as it is, but if you want to see me get passionate, let me talk sports or let me watch sports or play sports. Like, that's my thing.
We'll have to do another segment and have that
I would
happen.
Love that. You'll never get me out of here. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, I think a lot of people go through life and they never really discover their passion and identify what's really going to drive them and get them out of bed in the morning. And for me, I had two kids really young, 45 years old. I had two kids young, and you know, I was forced to kind of put my head down and bootstrap when I was in my 20s and support my family. And I was fortunate enough to start a company, and I was able to sell the company. And at 40 years old, I had the first opportunity in my life to really do what I wanted to do and do what I felt my passion was. And I'm happy to say that I literally wake up every day excited to do what I do. I love it.
That's wonderful. So walk us down a little bit of the path of the three different divisions, as you say, and obviously very different targets. There are commonalities in terms of the skills that you're trying to develop, but it's interesting. You're running a company that targets three very different verticals. And
true.
So how do you do that as an entrepreneur, as somebody who's founded or involved in the second company? How did you sort of create those buckets and how do you market towards those buckets? Because I'd imagine that reaching them is very different.
Very true, Jonathan. And it was funny because so much of my career was dealing with the professional side. And then I had a life-changing experience a few years ago where I joined Launchpad Angel Investment Group in Boston. And then someone in the group talked me about a group called Nefty, which is a group about teaching entrepreneurship in high schools. So they send executives to volunteer into high schools to teach entrepreneurship. And I loved it. And I went in one day and worked with a kid on a business plan who looked like he would have rather been anywhere else, Jonathan, but in that high school. Totally disengaged. And worked with him for an hour. And the next day, I got an email from the teacher saying that the child's mother reached out to the teacher and said for the first time in high school, he was actually excited about something as a result of his encounter. Wonderful. And so I don't tell you that story to pump myself up. I tell you that story because it was one of those moments in life where I sat back and I said, man, if I can have that kind of impact on a child, and I've always loved children, and I've always loved coaching and helping people, I'm like, how can I do what I love and make money at it at the same time as an entrepreneur? And you know what's funny? I'm digressing for a moment, but a lot of nonprofits out there that help kids, you know, there's this myth, well, if you want to help people, you can't really make money at the same time. Well, I'm here to change that myth. You know, I have just as much hunger to be successful and make a lot of money, but also help people. I have that mix. And so
they shouldn't be diametrically opposed.
They shouldn't.
And if you're adding value, you're adding value. You deserve to be paid for it.
That's right. So the long and short of it is, so I decided there are so many professional companies out there that train individuals or organizations on sales and communication and engagement and things like that. But what's out there for kids to really learn fundamental interpersonal skills? So I decided, you know what? I'm going to spend almost all of 2016 writing curriculum and using my experience and building programs so I can go to college kids and high school kids and organizations and schools and really sell this stuff. And what I realized very quickly is that schools have no money. And
They say they have no money.
Well said. I agree. You know, and with all the, it's a long road of grants and corporate sponsors and things like that. So I said, how can I, going back to your initial question, how can I tie this all together where even though it is three different audiences, I can write curriculum and have programs that are really supporting all three so I'm not reinventing the wheel. And so that's what I ended up doing. And so on the professional side of my business, I feel like you should be doing some of the talking. I feel like I'm monopolizing.
No, I asked the question and you roll.
That's
where we roll here, really, entrepreneurs.
Appreciate it. So on the professional side of the business, we're basically focusing on three or four areas. So first is sales. So part of the sales is not only how to sell your company, but how to be able to sell the products and services of your company, but more importantly, how to sell yourself. You know, how to build relationships, how to create the connections, the human connections. That's a big part of what we do. So whether it's sales or customer engagement or employee engagement, it's all built around the relationships and the connections. We also do training on public speaking and presentation skills. And probably my favorite thing, Jonathan, that we teach that seems to be the most popular is a program called Mindset Millennial. That really ties the different divisions of my company together. And it really teaches millennials the interpersonal skills and how to engage with different generations and vice versa. And I do a separate training to the different generations to embrace the millennials.
So it's interesting. You've uncovered or focused in on an area that I think from a formal educational perspective is very rarely taught. All the way through school. Nobody ever teaches you how to one sell or two, how to communicate directly. It's all sort of content-based and not really skill-based.
Agreed.
And so it's interesting that you've identified an area that is so critical, for lack of a better term, you know, integral to human interaction, to the ability to communicate. And yet none of our educational institutions focus on that, or very few of them do.
Well, I think you're spot on. And here we are in Radio Entrepreneurs, right? So probably the most well-known entrepreneurship college in the area, Babson, right? Mm-hmm. So I was on a panel discussion at Babson last year, sitting in front of 60 or 70 students. And they're so bright, so intellectual, so talented. They know finance, they know marketing, they're ready to take on the world. So I asked them all, I said, but how many of you actually know how to present yourselves and pitch effectively? And they all looked at me like I had two heads. And for me, I had a mentor once tell me, that when it comes to entrepreneurship, it's the jockey, not the horse. Mm. And so when you think of, You can have the greatest idea in the world. You can be the smartest person in the world. But if you can't communicate it, if you can't present yourself effectively, you're nowhere.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Content is relatively easy to develop. Selling it's difficult.
Right. So for me, on the professional side of my business, and even for college students, it's really giving kids and adults the confidence to build the relationships, to network, to brand themselves, to create the relationships. That's the professional side of my business.
So it's interesting. I want to go back to the question of target and how do you attract that? I understand the corporate market and how you target them. How do you get reluctant teens and college-age kids to sign up for your seminar? Are the parents the ones that say, you know, Johnny has a problem communicating? Or is it Johnny that says, you know what, I'm tired of having the ideas but not being able to effectively get them across?
You couldn't understand how appropriate the timing of your question is, because it's been something that's been on my mind a lot, and I've addressed it in two different ways. One of the things, I'm really trying to educate parents in schools. When you ask a parent, you know, is your child a confident communicator? The typical association a parent makes is, well, he or she has a lot of friends, and they're pretty popular, and, you know, but that's such a small part of it. You know, kids, how do they deal with adversity? How do they cope with problems and challenges? Those are the kinds of questions parents should be asking. So I do it two ways. One, I'm trying to educate parents that it's not just problem children, people who might have anxiety or learning disabilities mm-hmm. and things like that. It's the common person that just as much needs these kind of skills. And the other thing, I actually tried at a college fair I was at the other night for the first time. I was pitching a program I have. It's probably our signature student program. It's called Mindset Career Path. Mm-hmm. And the program is built around the concept of high school kids have to get a job. Either their parents are going to make them, they need to for spending money, or they need to survive. So unfortunately, most high school kids are resigned to jobs like bagging groceries and working in fast food and retail. Nothing against jobs like that. But those are not necessarily jobs they're passionate about and they're going to be engaged about.
Right.
So I bring kids in this program, and it's a training program where I'm teaching kids transferable relationship interpersonal skills. So when they get through this program, I partner with companies and try to place these kids in these companies in areas that they're passionate about. Broadcasting, video production, graphic design, marketing, whatever it is. So now in high school, they get a chance to vet out these interests. So before they get to college and maybe have to stay a fifth year or transfer or drop out because they don't know what they want to do, now they can get a jump start, get engaged earlier in life in something they're passionate about, and explore something that they can find out if they love.
It really sounds wonderful. And you know, in terms of connecting the dots and creating value add, it sounds like you're doing that. Not only value add for the students, but for the parents too, who, you know, potentially give their kids a path that they might not otherwise find.
You're right, Jonathan. And so what I did at this college fair to tie everything together the other night is I actually printed out two separate flyers. So when a parent and child would walk up to my booth, I gave the parent a flyer that was written to the parent. I gave the student a flyer that was written to the student so they could see what they want to see. And part of the way I've always been able to connect with kids is I get on their level. I don't try to do those typical parent, teacher, student, child hierarchy. And I think kids respect the fact that I try to, the whole purpose of the programs is, you know, Jonathan, if you're going to learn, the worst environment to learn is school. I mean, who wants to sit for 6 hours a day in a sterile right. environment? So whether it's professionals or students or families, when they come, it's all interactive. It's activity-based learning, it's programs, it's collaboration, it's thought-provoking. And so we try to do it where it doesn't feel, time's passing, you're enjoying the whole experience.
Right, it's an engagement. You're really engaging them. There's a great commercial that's out. I don't know if you've seen it. It's a L.L. Bean, I believe. It's an outdoor commercial, and it's a back-to-school commercial talking about their products. And it's a bunch of kids running to a quarry, and they, you know, break out a backpack and say, "Do you have it? Do you have it? Do you have it?" And they take out their textbooks and they say, "It's only homework if you do it at home."
I like that.
You know, sort of the same concept. You know, take them into an environment that they enjoy doing what they're doing. So it sounds like wonderful things, Mark. It sounds like you're making great headway. And communication 101, tailor your pitch to the audience, so that parent right. and teenager dynamic is spot on. Wonderful. I mean, we can spend hours hours talking about this. It's been wonderful having you on Radio Entrepreneurs. Why don't you tell our audience a little bit, two things. One is, what are the duration, what's the typical duration, commitment, et cetera, for you know, any of the programs, whether it be corporate or whether it be a college-age kid or a high school-age kid? What's the duration? Is it a commitment that's over months? You know, how many sessions? And then how do people get in touch with you?
Yeah, so good question. So first of all, we have multiple locations. We have a location in Medford, Natick, Westboro. Westboro is our headquarters. So we are used to remote. In other words, we have no problem coming to you, whether it's for a workshop or coaching or whatever. If it is one-to-one coaching, you know, we'll work around your schedule. Working with students, I'm used to working nights and weekends, so we're very flexible in terms of that. The duration of workshops can be as, you know, see, our workshops are continuous learning, so it's designed to be continuous learning. So we do a follow-up 30 to 60 days later with honing in on skills. So I would say workshop training can be as short as 6 hours split up into increments or as long as 10 hours. Okay. We are pretty adamant about not doing longer than a 3 or 4 hour training because we think it's not ideal for learning.
Well, two things. You lose people and how much do they retain
in those
longer periods. So, you know, the coaching model, you know, teach them something, reinforce, teach them, reinforce, teach it, reinforce, practice, develop it.
And you're right. And you wanted to know, so how to get in touch with me. So my name is Mark, M-A-R-K, last name is Altman, and my email address is maltman@mindsetgo.com. And
I like it, the Malt Man.
Malt Man, it's my nickname as a kid. and our company phone number is 978-206-1535.
Wonderful. Our guest in the studio has been Mark Altman of Mindset Go, and we look forward to having you back and hearing continued success, and maybe you can bring on some case examples, people who have gone through the program and had some wonderful experiences. Again, you're listening to Radio Entrepreneurs, and we'll be right back with another segment. I'm Jonathan Friedman, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs.